I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's a deckhand who's built in brawny, and last time she was here, I kissed her and Donnie. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg and Ashton from Below Deck now. Live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a man who keeps the boat clean and a woman who likes things a little dirty. I'm pretty much the reason my first guest is married, yet once again, I was left out of the McCarthy Wahlberg Christmas card. There's always next year. You can catch her co-hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest on ABC. Say hi to our pal Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. Looking gorgeous, as always, and I think it's safe to say I have never been as relieved as I am right now to see a guest safe and sound in the clubhouse from Below Deck. Wow, was that dramatic. Please welcome Ashton Pinar. Ashton, that had to be tough watching tonight's episode.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to die for real?
There was a moment where I had to surrender myself completely to a different force, and I thought my foot was going to be ripped off. And that for me was intense. That for me, like up until that point, I had thought that I was in control of the situation. But just there was a point where I laid back and I knew the tension was taking turns. And I had come to terms with the fact that my foot was going to be ripped off in that situation, in that moment.
Wow.
So that was tough.
Yeah. Over at the bar, right turn alert, they're from the Cher show. You know, the Broadway musical Kanye couldn't stop tweeting about? It's Charlie Williams and Taryn Everett. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good to see you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Thank you, Taryn. Oh, wow. Okay. Bonus. How was the show tonight?
It was great. We had a really good turnout tonight. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, Taryn, that show was pretty good, too. Let's get started. I'm so excited to say that my man Donnie's in the audience. Great to see you, Donnie. Donnie's on Blue Bloods, the hit show. He gets to go to bed with Jenny McCarthy
He's
every night.
He's the perfect alignment for a Basic Instinct moment, too.
Yeah, he really... Oh, wow. Oh. Let's see if that happens. All right, okay. And you're welcome, by the way.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Jenny, you're co-hosting New Year's Eve on ABC. I'm co-hosting New Year's Eve on CNN. I mean, but I have to stand in the cold for 4.5 hours, and you and Ryan get to go inside all the time.
What are you talking about? I don't get to go inside at all.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You don't have a little tent?
No.
With space heaters?
Well, there's one, but I'm the roamer.
Oh, you're the roamer?
Right. So I suffer just like you.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Tonight on Below Deck, one of the charter guests said that chicken is for poor people. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like a Jessica Simpson answer.
I know. Yes, it is. Ashton, you were you mentioned early on in the season that you were a former stripper, and I have questions. did you have a stripper name?
No. I went as the same name.
You were Ashton.
I was Ashton.
Where did you strip? I know you live in Atlanta now. So
back home in Johannesburg in South Africa, did bachelorette, ladies' night.
Okay. Always for events. Women, never for men.
I've done a few shows for men.
Oh, really? Okay. What was your go-to stripper costume? Just like a red thong or something?
No, we had different outfits. So we would do like a whole Magic Mark type of evening. So we'd cop outfits, sailor outfits,
did
firemen.
Did you do lap dances in the champagne room?
Yes.
Really?
And he's admitting it.
Full release?
No, not full.
No, oh, okay.
Oh, well, depending on the clients.
Okay. Would you ever go back to stripping if you quit yachting?
I think that would be regressive. No.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ashton. Jenny, if you have any more questions during the show, you can jump right in.
I will.
And Ashton are awaiting your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, we know where we're starting. The drama on Below Deck is often considered overboard, but the incident with Ashton was literally overboard and scarier than anyone could have ever imagined. Here's what happened.
Okay, watch the other arms. Watch the other arms carefully.
Take it off now.
He's driving. Ashton steps on the line and pulled him off the boat. Thank God for Brent, the camera guy. Ashton owes Brent his life.
It just puts life into perspective, you know. It's like, one minute you're here, one minute you're gone.
Are you okay?
Get his ass on board.
We were within 30 seconds of him dying. I don't know how I deal with that. I need a minute.
I've been given a second chance here.
I'm gonna need a moment.
Wow. Tell us about your reunion with the cameraman when you saw him after he had.
You know, like, it wasn't clear to me exactly what had happened.
Right.
But when I got back on board, everyone was just like, go and have a word to Brent. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And there was a moment in the water where I was explaining earlier that my foot came up in front of me and I was preparing for my foot to be ripped off. I remember looking at Brent and I saw him frantically taking the line off the cleat. Yeah. So I kind of knew he had something to do with saving my life. And I think I just went up to him and I just grabbed him and hugged him and I said, you know, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm so grateful. Wow. The man did save my life.
Bravo saved his life?
Yeah.
Wow.
it was really intense.
It was really intense.
I have to say, Captain Lee was here last week. He was really still shaken up about it.
Those are the lines you want to stay away from. The other lines, maybe, those are the ones you
want to. I don't know about that. I think you want to stay away from all lines. Here's what. One of the many, many reasons we're so glad Ashton is okay is that without him, who'd be bringing the sexy to Below Deck? Watch this.
Oh, man.
I'm okay not weighing much. I used to do a bit of stripping.
Holy God.
Can you spread them?
Somebody's birthday.
This is like Dirty Dancing Tahitian Nights.
Okay, jump in.
Where's my mate Ashton?
Yeah. We get silly and we get mischievous. Yeah. We especially mischievous.
He's an octosnake.
Looks like Laura on with octosnake.
Getting attention from these women and it's just great.
Very nice. By the way, a lot of people are tweeting that your fly is down, apparently.
Oh,
so
God.
Just check it.
Donnie,
that's
right. Is it?
That's okay.
Okay. Donnie's not checking his fly.
I'm still looking at the
basic instinct.
Oh, okay.
Basic instinct.
Okay. Second, after everything that happened with Ashton, one would think the crew would continue with the charter with nothing but caution, respect, and decorum. Well, here's what. It seems some deckhands didn't get that memo. Watch.
Get away.
I'm away.
Go away.
I'm fending off the boat.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about the way. Get behind the line.
Get their asses off the swim platform now. Tell them to release that goddamn line.
That's exactly why I don't want to be woken up last minute to do anchor.
You were trying to fend off the tender.
Because,
and I said get away from the tender.
Okay, give me 1 second to f***ing respond to you. You hear me?
I don't have to explain myself.
If you don't have to explain yourself and I keep getting f***ing reamed for this, then I'm going to have a problem.
I'm just f***ing tired of fighting with my junior deckhead. Sometimes you just have to let things go.
Have you ever seen a deckhand fight with a bosun like that?
No.
Right.
Don't you think the girl that said man overboard was a little lackadaisical?
Well, that was part, yes, that was right? part of the issue. That Captain Lee said that same thing, yes.
She's really mellow about
yes.
it.
Yes. finally, if you listen to the Jenny McCarthy Show on SiriusXM, it is such a joy running into Jenny after we finish on our shows
in
the morning.
It.
I love
it's
it.
It's like a Luke and Laura reunion every time.
Totally. You're putting it into terms I can understand. you know that Jenny couldn't filter herself even if she tried. So here's what, let's take advantage of that with On the Shady-O. Jenny, I'm going to throw out the name of someone famous. Tell us the shadiest thing that you would ask them if they were on your show.
Okay.
And since none of them are here, they can't walk off like Tara Reid did that
right?
one time. Okay, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, don't you regret sleeping with that dude from SNL?
Lohan.
What accent was that when you tried to kidnap those?
Yes. Kevin Hart.
Good for sticking up for yourself, I guess.
Stormy Daniels.
Why?
Justin Bieber.
Are you afraid of Baldwin beating you up, maybe?
Cardi B.
Cardi B, what does okr really mean?
Yes. Teresa Giudice.
Oh, my God. Tell me you're going to divorce your husband.
Thank you very much, Jenny McCarthy. Jerry, oh, this is great. Our buddy Jerry O'Connell tweeted in. He said, please ask Ashton if he's still in touch with Vaheen from the van. That is the French girl that you banged in the van.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yes. Okay. Let me say, did you know her name that night?
I did not.
You did not. Okay, very good. And are you still in touch with her?
No, I'm not.
No. Wow.
He would actually do well on Vanderpump, don't you think?
Yeah, he could. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I see a Jax and maybe.
Yes. He really could.
Or Vanderpump on the boat would be a great little time.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it is. Yeah. Michelle Wins 827 said, Ashton, I'm so glad you're okay. Has your perspective on life and situations changed since the accident? Mm.
Yeah, for sure. I think you just, in moments like that, you rethink everything. The small things don't matter as much after something happens like that.
Happy to hear it. Kimberly B. texted, Jenny, have you ever hooked up with Donnie while listening to NKOTB music?
100%.
Let's go to Carol from Florida.
True
hey,
story.
Carol. What's your question, Carol?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, my question is for Ashton. Ashton, how long was the ride on the Intrepid to where you had to anchor?
How long was the ride on the tender before you got back on?
I asked him that during commercial break.
You think the tender ride back to the boat was probably about 45 minutes or an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was unclear. So that must have been a very long, you must have been absolutely just shaking.
That was the most insane experience. The different emotions that I felt on that ride. I went through emotions where I was like almost in tears at what had just happened. Then I went through moments of shock. There were moments where I was like, what's going to happen next? Am I going to get fired? I put everybody's life at danger. And then there were moments where I was just completely like still and I was calm and I zoned out completely. And I went through that same cycle probably about 4 or 5 times. So it was pretty
hectic. Do you have post-traumatic stress at all? Like, can you do what you do?
I don't think I admit to it, but you know, like I think I tweeted the other day when the clip came up of the scene again, I got the chills and I relived that moment again. And I was like, have I actually really dealt with this? I'm not sure.
Wow.
You know, I'm a pretty strong person, and I kind of deal with things mentally quite, you know, quite well. So I think for the majority of it, I've got over it. But I think there is still a little bit of it there.
This
haunts
me. It's a serious question, but do you think you'll ever be able to strip again?
Anything is possible, Annie. Anything is possible.
Next week on Below Deck, a confrontation over turndown since Kate and Laura's already shaky relationship on a turndown word spiral. Take a look at this sneak peek.
I think you might be a little confused about what turndowns means.
Here we go.
I thought because you had so much experience that I didn't have to explain it. Come on.
This one.
Like that, and that, and it's like that.
Laura.
Relax, man.
Please, Laura.
Like, I don't understand.
I'm
why.
Not relaxed because you're not doing the job that you said you could do.
This is insane, dude. You need to seriously figure your out. Have some respect and appreciation for me constantly cleaning up after you all day. You had no right to do that. You need to check yourself.
Ooh. By the way, congrats. You're drinking a blondie.
I am.
And it's
thanks
in 30
for
states.
30 states.
I'm
cheers.
Happy for you, Jenny.
Thanks, Andy.
I root for you every freaking day of my
me
life.
Too.
Let's go to Sam from Boca. You don't even need it. Sam from Boca, what's your question for Jenny?
Hi, Andy. Jenny, I would love to know what's your Housewives tagline?
Oh, wow. Ooh. I don't know that we've ever asked you that.
Oh, my God. That's a really great question. I probably have about 10 of them that I can spill out. But, I might have fake tits, but I'm a real bitch. Oh!
Jenny!
Oh, my God. And I hold an implant.
That's really, and hold an implant, yes. She said. Wow. You still, are you watching Jersey right now?
I'm not watching Jersey.
Are you? Did you watch Dallas? I would love Dallas.
You know, I started watching Dallas, but the first season, if you can believe it, there was too much farting for Jenny McCarthy.
Wow,
can you believe that?
Crazy.
But my friends who are watching right now said, Jenny, you have to watch Dallas.
Oh, you would love it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And Jersey's back. It's really good.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna watch it.
Absolutely, you're gonna really dig
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
I hope I see you New Year's Eve. We're gonna be like
we have to set it up.
I mean,
even if it gets us fired.
I know.
Let's just do it.
I know. Maybe it will get us fired.
Right.
Wouldn't be the worst.
It wouldn't be the first time for me.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Ashton, your family must have freaked out when they saw the clip.
They haven't actually seen it yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No.
Wow.
Where's your family? They've seen the previews, but they haven't seen the full clip. Wow. My family's back home in South Africa.
Okay, well, guess what? You guys, we knew Ashton was a team player ever since the time he stripped down to that diaper-like thing at the request of an early charter guest. I'm glad you don't need a refresher, Jenny, because it's time for Battle Strip. Ashton, I am going to ask you trivia questions about this season of Below Deck. For every incorrect answer, Jenny gets to decide which article of clothing you will remove. This is going to be really fun. Okay, Ashton, what kind of underwear does Captain Lee wear?
White ones.
Tidy whities, yes. Okay, when the charter guest went to the waterfall, Riley got mad because Ross forgot to give the guest what?
It was a grab bag with ponchos and irrelevant things.
Yes, an insect.
Oh.
Ashton, Adrian puts what into his raw cacao drink for extra sexual potency?
Mecca.
Yes, Mecca.
Oh.
How many feet was the My Sienna?
150.
No, 180.
Oh.
Jenny.
Oh.
Jenny, what do you want him to take off?
What do I take off?
Pants. She's embarrassed to say it because. Okay.
Jenny,
Ashton, how many champagne glasses did Laura break on her first charter?
Too many.
Six glasses. Okay, wow. Oh, look at his
pencil.
Little socks that
That's
he has
on. That's what Andy said in the audience.
Oh,
so.
My God. No, yeah, okay. Chandler got mad at Riley for finding what kind of towels are in there.
What's going on?
What kind of towels did Chandler get mad at Riley for finding everywhere?
Drop towels.
Yes. Okay, guess what? We got him to take his pants off. I think he can get a break. Let's go to Maureen from New York. Hey, Maureen, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Just
just want to say hi. I love you. And you should do an Orange County, New York show.
Oh, wow.
And my, I know. Because we're just as crazy as California. And my question's for Jenny.
Okay.
Hi.
Jenny.
What's up,
hi,
girl?
Jenny.
Hi.
I want to ask you a crazy question. What's your least favorite Wahlberg?
Who's your Who's your least favorite Wahlberg?
Oh my God. There's I mean, how can I say that there isn't one? I mean, there isn't. They're all so amazing. Honestly, I know this is stupid, but there isn't a bad one in the
bad one in the bunch.
No, there is not.
Yeah.
By the way, she said why isn't there a Chicago Housewives?
Oh, that's a good question. We cast there once and we just didn't get it right.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we know how to cut bitches. Yeah.
You do. Ashton Clark A wants to know, who on the yacht do you never want to work with again?
Riley.
Wow. Jenny, Lisa O, what's a surefire way for you to know that Donnie is horny and wants to get it on?
His giant boner, of course.
Oh my God, I love you. I absolutely love you. Okay.
And it's so beautiful. Okay.
It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to the man to whom Ashton owes his life, Brent Freeberg, the Below Deck cameraman. Brent, your quick thinking under pressure helped save a life. I want to thank Jenny, Ashton, Charlie, and Tony. Back with Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. She is a panelist on the new series, The Masked Singer, premiering January 2nd on Fox. She is co-hosting New Year's on ABC.
We're
Here's it. How it goes. You just watch CNN when we're in commercial.
That's
you
right.
Watch Jenny, and then vice versa and back and
I
forth.
I think we should do some weird like I stand behind you and just stand there oddly. And then
I agree. I would love it.
Oh, my God. It'd be so much fun to just screw with each other.
Ashton is all season long on Below Deck, Tuesdays at 9 on Bravo. Charlie and Torian are on Broadway in the Cher show.
Yeah, baby.
What has it been like hanging out with Cher a little bit?
It's crazy. She's a legend.
Did you see Kanye tweeting during the did you see him on his phone during opening night?
I did not see him with my own eyes.
He was, first of all, Kim was right next to him, and I was looking at Kim.
You were looking at Kim the whole time.
And I was like, Kim is as gorgeous in person as she is on TV.
Yes. When there are famous people in the audience, do you clock it right away and watch?
They tell us, but I try not to, but it makes no difference.
Yes, right, Charlie?
Wait, I have
well,
to ask
I have bad eyesight, so the scouts in the cast are like, and Kim's the on the third row, so-and-so's on the
Correct.
Fourth row, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, great.
And the
Kim Kardashian's true. Butt you saw in person, so
yes.
did I. What is it filled with, you think?
I have no idea.
But it looks good,
really?
Though.
Really?
It looks good, though.
It looks great.
It does.
Looks great.
I want to know. Great. Her waist is this big, yes. And the butt goes boom.
Did they always have the butts?
No, I looked.
You did.
Yes. But she did the x-ray thing, so it's not an implant, so it's
yeah,
got to
right.
be, like, fat injections. I asked the Bosch guys. They didn't know either. Oh.
Let's go to Caroline from Virginia. Hey, Caroline, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Me and my roommates love watching you. My question is for Ashton, and our question for him is, what is your favorite Captain Lee quote? Because he has some really great ones.
Favorite Captain Lee quote?
Which is the one where he drags his dick through broken whiskey glasses or something like that?
Sorry that was that. A good one, yes. Let's go to Denise from Kansas.
That's
hey,
hilarious.
Denise, what's your question?
Hi. Hey, Andy. Hey, it's Denise from Kansas. Hey, great show. Love you. Jack Hole of the Day today was awesome.
Thank
My
you.
Question is for Ginny. Just super excited about New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. How excited is she?
Well, I mean, don't get that excited. There's another show on New Year's Eve, too.
Well, he's with Ryan, right? And he's a new uncle. I'm pretty excited about that. And any great surprises that I can expect?
Yeah, they get all the A names, and we have the, you know, dregs.
You know what, though? They have you and your personality.
That's nice.
It's true.
Oh, you're nice.
If I was on the show, I would be watching you.
You're nice.
It's true, but
so
I'm
So who
on
do
the
you
show.
Have? You guys have... No, you always have the biggest music
We do,
of the year.
And I got to tell you, and I'm sorry to say this, yeah. but it is, without a doubt, and you'll understand...
The biggest lineup.
The best ever.
Really? Who
yeah.
is it?
Yeah.
Just tell me.
They won't let me. I had a sign of
Oh, they won't let you say?
Yes.
Oh. I have to say, last year, Mariah was 20 feet away from us performing, and she killed it. And we're not supposed to reference the performances because
you
they're on
to.
ABC.
Yeah.
So they don't want people turning away to ABC. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, we're like talking about something. And I was like, Mariah's right here. Mariah's right here. Like I was going nuts.
How about
during...
when she screwed up? I
was
nuts.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. Yeah.
You guys, she came out. They had to put her in a wheelie chair because she won't walk in heels.
Yeah.
It's an office chair what? And they're pushing her down Times Square.
You're joking.
No. In an office chair.
Surely you're joking.
No, I swear to God.
What?
You can Google Mariah Carey in an office chair, and you'll see her like this, and they push her along.
That's hilarious.
That's ridiculous.
God bless her.
Let's go to Betty. She gave us that disco ball.
What?
Yeah, she sure did.
Oh my God. I gave you that book.
Yes, you did. No, but your book is in here.
It is, right behind yeah. you. I love you for never leaving it. Thank you. You're the best.
I love you, Jenny.
I know. I love you, too.
Let's go to Betty from Texas. Hey, Betty, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you. I love a Betty.
Right?
Oh, thank
you. Betty's now.
Yeah.
By the way, Jenny, my husband has the biggest crush on you.
Really? Still? Getting up there.
my question is for Ashton.
Okay.
Ashton, did you go all the way with the new girl?
Oh, good Ooh. Question. Did you go all the way with Laura, the new girl?
That's a bit premature. We can't ask questions like that yet.
What?
Oh, you have to keep watching.
Yeah,
you
have
doing
to keep
a good
watching.
Job.
Come on.
Yeah, but you know, she appeared to be a blonde originally, and then she showed up brunette.
Oh.
All you need to know for now is the seeds have been planted. I'm watering the seeds, and the yes. seeds will grow.
You have to see, 2 weeks ago, he picks up some French girl at a club and just bangs her out in a van.
Really?
Yeah, in a van. Yes.
Wow. How old are
wait
you?
Wait, candy coated.
How old are you?
29.
Okay, yeah. He still can bang someone in a van.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeanette from Indiana. Hey,
thanks,
you know
Jeanette.
What? By
thanks.
The way, you know what? With all due, you're never too old to bang someone
that's in a van. That's true. I bang my husband now, though. A stranger. Like, he doesn't know her name, even. So that's kind of
he
awesome.
He knows her name. What was her name?
Vahini.
Because I just said it.
Too close to vagina, if you ask me.
Let's go to Jeanette from Indiana. Hey, Jeanette, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
First, I just got to say hi to
Is that
to
your
Donnie.
Dog, Jeanette?
It is.
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
It is.
Two bitches.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to Donnie real quick because I don't want to do
that. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Donnie, say hi, Donnie.
Donnie.
Insane. You're captain.
Actually, I do have a question for you, Jenny.
Yes.
Okay. Do you and Donnie ever argue? And if so, how do you make up? And don't leave anything out.
Well, we know how they make up. But also, okay, go in. What do you argue about? What do the two of you argue about?
Oh, God, what do we argue about?
We never argue.
Is that true?
We don't argue, yeah. We don't argue. We may have moments.
You know, Byron Katie is a guru that we love, not to get all philosophical for a second, but Byron Katie, if you look her up, she does this thing called the work. And it's basically if you have something that an issue, you turn it around and find out like what you need instead of making another person give it to you.
Ooh.
I know.
How do you make up?
Well, of course, deep throat. I mean, no, I know. That's what happens when you drink
No,
water.
We have a rule. We have a rule.
Yes,
no
we
makeup
do.
Sex. We have to clear the air.
Yes, it's true.
Makeup, and then the next night.
Wow.
We don't
no
never
what.
Never solve it with sex.
Wow.
It's because it's addictive. Because
right.
So many couples
yes.
fight.
They get into a destructive thing.
Yep.
Can I say they fight to fuck so
yes.
many couples?
Wow.
Fight to fuck is a T-shirt that I'm gonna make.
Wow.
Noted.
That's very healthy. Who
no
made that
sex.
Rule? Who? Which one of you?
I did. I think when we were...
I'd say she might have done it.
Yeah. Donnie, without getting too personal, have you been married before?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay.
Yeah.
Joanne G. from Minnesota emailed, Jenny, what do you think of Meghan McCain on The View?
Oh, I love her on The View.
Yeah.
You know what? They needed some, like, an opposite point of view.
Yes, they did.
In order to be The View, you need different sides.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on there, it was really... hilarious because they initially had me come on to be the pop culture girl because they wanted to change it. And then Barbara didn't know who anybody was pop culture wise. And then they came in my dressing room and said, can you just act Republican so we have another point of view? And I said, how do I act Republican? So then they figured out how to get a Republican.
Yeah. I will say Jenny saved my ass on The View. I was co-hosting one day and Barbara ripped me a new one right as we were going
to
break.
Welcome to my everyday.
And Jenny put her hand on my leg, and she was like, this will pass.
I knew it was coming.
It's okay.
Before she ripped you an I put my hand on your knee, and I go, it's okay. And then she started yelling at you, and I was like,
you
don't
knew.
Worry.
Wow.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew. Ooh. But you did awesome.
Anyway, Ashton, are you having fun being on the show?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, not this show. I mean Below Deck.
No.
Yeah.
Below Deck's fun.
Yes. Do you have a girlfriend right now?
There's a special someone that I'm kind of. Stephanie's coming to my life. She's pretty awesome. But there's nothing official yet. So.
Okay. Is it going down in your DMs right now?
Like crazy.
It is, right? Yes, it is. And you like that.
Weren't you the one that messaged me earlier?
And you like that, right?
But, I mean, it strokes the ego.
Yes.
It does, of course. Anybody that denies that, I think, is in denial.
Yes.
But, yeah, the DM is full. The DM box is full.
I want to thank Jenny and Ashton and the boys from the Cher Show. Please come back for more quicker on BravoTV.com, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.